This is the beginning of Channel 2 Right. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Right. I'm setting it up for Cookie and Franklin this Friday night, the 26th of June, 1970. Beginning of Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Cookie and Franklin this Friday, the 26th of June, 1970. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Right. The beginning of Channel 2 Right. And I'm setting it up for Cookie and Franklin for supper this Friday night, the 26th of June, 1970. The third day in a row we've had an inch of rain. The last of June, and this is Friday, the 26th of June, 1970. Beginning of Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting up for Cookie and Franklin this Friday night, this good, fine, old, rainy season Friday night, the 26th of June, 1970.
She told me how to fix it, and I fixed it the way she said. This is not like hers. So. Since Eaton Jr. lives over here close to us, and he's lost a horse.
It's too late.
Can you tell you?
I talked to him another.
Mm-hmm. Been gone a week.
Well, I'll be doggone.
That thing makes quite noise. Roaring in the air. You ever get tired of hearing a fan roar?
Yes, sir. I just get tired of hearing a roar. I hear it all day. I go in home and the kid starts jumping up and down and rearing and socking, and I put a stop to it.
Some
jello
there and here's some
chicken. I don't care for anybody. I've got more here than more he looks like.
Right.
I've got. What kind of horse did he lose?
He said, what did he tell you, Frank?
Quarter horse.
Looked like a quarter horse.
Like quarter horse.
Old horse. Had a piece of leather around the neck.
Hmm. Let me go on.
He didn't think anybody won.
Hard to tell.
People thought they could get a nickel out of her, they sure take her. Been gone for over a week.
That's what
he said. Oh, really?
This last Tuesday they had a special horse sale in Gainesville.
Oh.
What time?
After the hog sale.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, approximately 3 o'clock, I imagine. I wasn't there.
Now, when they have a horse sale, they have them there ahead of time so you can go and look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lead them around and watch them walk.
Ride them. Try them out.
They'd have somebody there to ride them.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to sell it, you can ride it for them.
Sure.
I'll put Frank up and let him ride him.
Yeah, like we used to do back in the horse tradings back in West Virginia. Everybody gather up at a certain place at a certain time, you know, with all their horses they wanted to trade on. I've got a hold of some doozies. I don't want you to know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got a hold of some that was the prettiest piece of horse flesh you ever saw, but they wouldn't stretch a trace. They wouldn't pull nothing.
Oh.
You take them out and hook them to plow, anybody, you could have took a rooster and plowed more than you could with one of them horses, I'm telling you.
That's a good thing your crop wouldn't depend on it.
Yes, sir. I mean, you could take them right back the next horse trader's day, and you got a fine horse. Trade him for something else. You might get something worse, but you might get something better, but you couldn't get nothing no worse, I mean.
And if you didn't say anything about it, and start screaming, wouldn't nobody know it much, would they?
That's right, yeah.
Just be quiet so the word won't get around.
That's right. Just give the hog enough rope and he'll hang himself.
Oh, so you don't talk.
You don't talk. You just let them do the talking, see?
Yeah. Anybody have a biscuit? Yes, sir, I can see some of those beautiful horses picking up the feet. Gentle. Put little boys chilling on them.
You see, back then, we didn't ride the horses too much. Got them to work. They you ride them, but they wouldn't work. No, and a riding horse wasn't worth a nickel back then days. You had to have something to work, pull a plow.
Yeah. And if you rode him, you just rode an old plow horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so if you roll them to see if he'd ride all right, that's one thing. But you'd have to take your... Oh, I see.
More or less had to take the man's word for it. I mean, if I ever took one to a horse trader convention like that, the man asked me if he worked, I ain't never have hooked him up. I don't know. You'll have to be your own judge.
Oh.
And then he can come back and jump on you.
And if he don't work, why, he ain't got no comeback, see?
Yeah. And if you vouch for the horse...
It better be what you vouch for him to be.
Or they'll complain to the auctioneer, to the livestock, to whoever runs the sale.
No, we just gathered up out in the woods someplace, you know. A bunch of... Under a bunch of oak trees, you know. Some special point. We didn't go to no special sale. It's just a horse trader's convention.
Well,
everybody gather up and ride the horses in, tie them up to a tree, and you walked in, looked around, picked out what you wanted.
Yeah. So you bought them from the man that owned the horse.
Bought them from the man that owned the horse. Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that cookie.
All right, now you can have some fun like that.
Does the livestock market go back that far?
Oh, yeah.
They had them too.
Yeah.
But they didn't sell horses at the livestock markets.
Well, they would. Some days they'd sell horses.
But not much.
Uh-uh.
Is time up to a tree and...
Time up to a tree and let them stand there.
And somebody come on and look at them.
Yeah. Sometimes you take four or five. I saw people bring four and five. Climb up to separate trees, just let them stand there. And then nine times out of ten, they'd walk home, sell everyone they had.
Yeah. Somebody went who needed a horse.
Yeah.
And most of them was for work horses.
Yeah. Early in the spring, that was when you'd go have your horse traders convention. Early in the spring and late in the fall, after you got your crops laid by, you know.
And they let them go.
Yeah, we didn't want to feed them through the winter.
How about that? Well?
Well, who would take that?
I never knew anybody who sold animals in the farm. Of course, it's been a long time since I worked them.
I sure like to go to one of those.
I wish you all could go home with us. Yes, Paul. Sure do. Mom and Dad just be tickled to death to have you up there. And I know you birds would enjoy it.
Oh, really, we wouldn't want to come back.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will.
I like them heels that much. I like to see them and I like to walk in them.
What are you saying, man?
I like to look at the heels, but don't like to work in them.
How about that?
Want some potatoes?
Yes, ma'am.
I like working in Georgia. Soil in Florida soil. Not quite much trouble to set a post down here.
Right.
He's coming.
Man.
No.
You know.
Full just about. He's not full.
Back up home in that hard clay rocks.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you got 10 post holes dug before noon.
Yes.
They had to be 3 feet deep, too, for my dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
3 feet deep. Of course, when he put a post in, he didn't want to take it out.
Yeah. And what's up above the ground won't hold it in.
That's right.
I don't guess I ever dug a post hole up there.
Gosh, I've dug a many one.
Well, yeah, post hole digger won't help you too much.
It takes a we take a crowbar.
Yeah.
Take a crowbar and pry it loose, you know.
Yeah.
And take a post hole digger.
Oh, I see.
And pick it out.
Pick it out.
Yeah, that's all you could do. As far as digging a post hole digger, why that was out of your mind when you thought you were gonna dig a post hole with a post hole digger.
You know, if you did, that post hole digger would have to be so heavy.
A little fella like me couldn't tote it around.
No. Just like that little target gun I've got there. I think it's heavy lid. And I have kicked myself for not getting one of those little plastic things. It's practice sling it over your shoulder. This thing way out. It's the next thing to an old army rifle.
M1?
Yeah. I think it's as heavy as a shotgun. I'm not sure. Cooker, these showers moderated weather down there the last 2-3 days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not been near as bad.
Been a while? The sun will come up about a while.
Then, but the sun don't beat in the building and get it as hot, see?
Yeah.
Before it comes another shower. Mm-hmm. Then it stays pretty cool, see? Except when you're working out in the sun and then look out.
I tell you, we were getting into the hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for a few days. Did it slow you up a little bit?
Yeah. I can't slow up tomorrow, though.
What's wrong with tomorrow?
I got a head to put on a 600 Ford pickup truck, and I've got a timing chain to put on a 67 Pontiac.
400 cubic inch.
And great old big high-powered engines. I don't like working on.
Yeah. With a lot of fittings.
Yeah.
That'd run me crazy, those fittings. You never know when you get them all back. No, sir. First time I was ever conscious of that was when Aaron over here at Shell Station reworked my old American Motors thing, Rambler. And he got the motor so it run cooking, but nothing else would work. And he run off to West Virginia and left it over there with the boys. And they was pretty good on tricycles and scooters, you know. They could deliver kerosene.
But they couldn't work on a Rambler, could they?
No, and he didn't say excuse me. He just took off. Stayed a week or two. Now, that's the first time I was ever conscious of how many gadgets there was. And none of my gauges ever worked anymore on that.
That's right.
Ooh. The gasoline gauge quit working. Now, you know, you can work along without it, but it's sort of unhandy.
Might have to walk a time or two.
Yes, you can't stick your finger in there and tell how much gas you got.
Well, there was one thing that he could replace that cost around $3 that took care of all them gauges. Mm-hmm. One little resistor about that long on the firewall. And what he did when he cranked it up after he put the head back on it, or whatever he had back on, he put 12 volts on it, direct.
And burn them out?
I brought that resistor in too. I know I've done the same thing on my Falcon.
You've seen it done?
I've done it on my Falcon.
What do you do? Just go start keying yourself?
Hey, I don't do a bit of good. Just go buy one and put on. And you got to stand on your head to put it in the Falcon. I want you to know. You got to stand on your head. You got to get up in the. Your head's got to be right down under the dash. And you've got to work up in there, up over top of the speedometer and everything.
Yeah.
You can't see, you can just feel, and there's two screws in it.
I hope you take the right ones out.
And you hope you get the right two.
It was one of them hot days right there at dinner. I came by and Clyde was standing there and he's working on it. Okay. He said, "Now just what do you think about it, man? Go home and eat a big dinner? Two glasses of iced tea and a glass of milk, and then come back in, stand on his head, and work on the car." And weather like this.
That cloud's a mess. But I ain't been able to work last week.
Lost his lap almost about a week ago, last Wednesday.
Since last Wednesday, a week ago, I ain't been able to work. I got mad. And I ain't worth a nickel for a week afterwards. I ain't.
Yeah.
You got mad again?
No, that's the same mad spell.
Yeah.
But I did. And I'm still not over it. Even though it did cost me $26, I still ain't over it. But it's so peaceful around there without them fellas. It is. It's worth it.
You can get a lot more work done. About every 15 minutes, he comes running over here. Can you put a tape in for me?
Take this unit out.
Put this one in.
Yeah.
Push these speakers.
I'm not trying to jump.
Well, yeah, but just us three have been there the last week. Hazel ain't been there.
No, of course, Frank made her mad Tuesday.
Monday. First day.
I'm glad of that. She won't be back to stay no more.
Well, me and Clyde caught her.
Caught her right up in a lie.
We caught her straight up in there. She told me that, see, Hayes' little girl, she messed up a glove box door.
On Clyde's 68 Cadillac.
And she blamed it on on Clyde's daughter. And I told Clyde, and he went to straighten it out.
Me, he's like me. He don't back up to nobody.
She left Mary, ain't been back since. Long as she stayed was this morning, about before they had a flat tire.
They stayed long enough and changed the flat tire, and then they were gone again.
She pushed right out of us. Let's go.
Well, it keeps the fella busy, keeps his own family straight, doesn't it, sometimes?
It sure does. It sure does.
Yeah. I tell you, when a fella got a family and things like that, he oughtn't. He don't have time to work, really. There's always something he could be doing at home.
Yeah, just like me, I've got screens to build. I got got the paint inside the house, and I've got a month's work just hard going right there at the house.
Helen said it'd be nice to have air conditioning this weather, and she laughed and said, "Well, my fans don't even work."
She went and bought one this morning.
Is that right?
Yeah, she bought her one this morning.
Yeah.
Pretty good one, I think.
Thermostat.
No, it's just a regular three-bladed
look at the
fan. 20-inch fan that you can put in the window. And
go either direction.
Yeah. I got it down at the Wars, 10-cent store.
Oh.
$13 and some few odd cents. A 20-inch big window fan.
Yeah.
Big old.
It's a three-bladed fan. Now, you can tell it's running.
You can tell when it runs.
Yeah. That mirror, seven-bladed fan, you can't tell when them things are running. They don't circulate the air right for some reason.
And the three-bladed fan just got down the toilet.
Well, now, I hadn't realized that.
They don't pull nowhere, a seven blade don't pull nowhere, it don't seem like.
Yeah.
But that three blade, buddy, it'll pull it in or pull it out.
Yeah.
The way we do it, we put it in the window to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll raise our window and our bed about so far, see. And the kids will do theirs the same way, see.
Yeah.
And we can all get fresh air from the same fan pulling it in.
Yeah.
And it's not directly on you.
Yeah. I tell you, if you don't have a little ass stirring, you know, I had to wake up and just fight it.
Mm.
It seemed like it gets there, gets dead. And
the last two nights is the only nights that I slept in the past three or four weeks.
We slept overtime. So we got sick and got
the
seven.
With this rain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go to bed and I couldn't go to sleep. It's hot, I couldn't go to sleep, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Just lay there till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning till it cool down, then go to sleep.
Yeah.
And wake up at 5:30.
Yeah.
You have about three and a half, four hours sleep, and you can't work on that.
You can't do too much. I don't know.
We're going to take the vacuum in the morning. I told her I'd bring her back and let them quiet.
All right. You have to talk to Mommy about that now. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's you and Mommy.
You ought to just do that regular.
Huh.
Right? Just back them out.
Now he got it. This one girl works next door there. They buy a lot of gas from me. And all anywhere from $50 to $75 worth a week.
Yeah.
It's a quality rentals company there.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little old Datsun station wagon, and Frankie, she she sweet and talked Frank into cleaning it up for her today, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he couldn't get all of the trash out of the floor, so he has got to take a vacuum cleaner tomorrow to clean it up for her.
Yeah, all kind of cakes have been in for about a month.
Yeah.
And they all dissolved and dried back up. Yeah, that's an excellent backseat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she ought to be much out thing. I mean, yeah,
it's that, wasn't she? A
little young'un
done it. She don't care.
Yeah.
She
lives above it.
Oh, yeah, way up yonder above it. That's funny, though, seeing that boy and girl come pushing that old big Pontiac into the station this evening. They pushed it for 2.5 blocks.
I helped them. I seen her when I'm down there and helped them.
Yeah, they pushed it for 2.5 blocks now.
He done the most. She's walked behind. That's a big old thing. Big y'all's Odin Bill Chrysler. Big old wide.
Well, I tell you one thing. You can tell when it's uphill when you start that.
Yes, sir. He turned it over about 3 times. I said, that's good enough. It's got a timing chain throwed in it.
See, how much that run in?
I ain't going back down, but just very little from what I quoted him. I ain't backing up. I ain't going back up. I quoted him $65, and that's what I mean.
Well, let me get up there and yank all that was funny and lost Jack's motor up just to get to it.
Well, he don't know it. The book says Jack a motor up, but he don't know it. But I got a way of getting around that.
I'm sure what did you do?
I put in too many of them. I can get around that. Because it ain't got air conditioning on it.
I'll put it right here for you.
That air conditioning complicates all your repairs.
Oh, yeah. You can't even put a rocker arm cover gasket on a lot of them without pulling the air compressor off.
Want some hot water?
You can't what?
No. Can't put a rocker arm cover gasket on.
Yeah.
No. Better pull the air conditioning loose.
You know, that's sad, isn't it?
Of course, now, on my Dodge, where the air compressor is on it.
You just can't get around it.
You can get around it. You can pull the heads without unbuckling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how'd that happen?
Look.
Just engineered. The engineers back then just knew what they was doing.
Yeah. It can be done.
It can be done. It can be done. But the motor I won't put in it.
A lot of switching doing it.
No, I'll use the same compressor. I'll use the same compressor. It'll be the same. I'm gonna put another motor in my Dodge.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, when they run it hot the other day.
Yeah.
It's used 3 quarts of oil this week.
That's ring too hot.
Collapse the rings.
Didn't blow the engine up.
Well, that a rebuilt motor is about as economical as things you can put in, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not getting a rebuilt one. I'm getting a used one, but it's a good one.
You can take good care of it.
Just like your engine, exactly. Chrysler.
Yeah.
62 Chrysler. Same size as yours.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it in there. Done bought it.
What's the?
Ain't paid for it yet, but I done bought it.
Well, that's gonna hold you down for a few days. Week or so.
Oh, we're getting a truck fixed.
Truck will be fixed tomorrow night.
And you start hauling again.
Yeah, I'll be back on my feet then. I get my pickup going.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I done had some fertilizer strung out down here, but I had no way bringing it in.
Yeah.
only in my station wagon, and I sure didn't want to mess it up inside of it with the fertilizer.
Because fertilizer likes to get in that carpet and metal stuff.
No, sir. Well, I keep thinking about last Sunday when, you know, I knew I needed to go over there. But I tell you what, I just, all the starts, and I just lost all my starts. I just didn't have the energy.
Well, I understand they got a new one.
Won't be as good.
Well, I'm gonna go Sunday. And if he don't look and act and preach to suit me, I won't go back.
You mean one preacher, they get rid of one preacher one Sunday and get a new one by the next?
That's what I understand.
Be that one man, so I had planned that. Don't you?
Now, I want to tell you something. They might come as good as R.D. Drew, but they won't come no better.
But, Cookie, what happened out there? Yeah, when I first went out there, I thought, Lord in heaven, I have found a place.
Well, sir?
And then it blows up. It just explodes.
Over one man. One man lost his temper. I guess it happens all the time. Just like last Wednesday, I lost my temper.
You mean one man lose temper and that get all that going?
It did. It did.
And it snowballed.
He just lost his temper. Arnett did. Because Drew was just tromping on his toes. He was just stepping on his toes and making it too hot for him, and he couldn't stand it.
Well, Drew was getting after him?
Right up there in the pulpit, he was just stepping on lots of people's toes. He'll do it. He don't care. If a shoe fits, wear it.
Don't tell me.
If the shoe fits, wear it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is that right?
That's right. He preaches the Bible. And whatever's in the Bible, he's going to preach it.
Oh.
And if you don't like it, you better not go. Because sooner or later, he'll get on your toes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Well, you see, he could have talked so long, I wouldn't have known it. You'd have to know everybody pretty well before you'd know that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know it until...
We could go
Monday night. Monday night. I didn't know exactly what happened, but it come out.
Yeah.
And he don't know where he's going. He didn't have no place to go to preach.
Yeah.
He didn't have no place to go to preach.
It came up just like that.
That's right, and he just left.
He don't have to preach.
No, he don't have to preach for a living. He wasn't getting but $160 a month out there as it was.
Cost him more than that to go out there.
And he was very active. That's all he was getting.
Is that right?
It was posted every month right there on the board, $160. Right.
Just think of that.
He was going Sunday morning, Sunday night?
Wednesday.
Wednesday night?
And all through the week.
And all through the week. Anytime he was called on, he was there.
He and Helen went down on that funeral.
That's right.
To the middle of the state.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. At those picnics.
Well, everybody, on those picnics, everybody done like I did. See, out the fish fry, I bought all the chicken. And there was three other people went together and bought the fish. But I didn't have no help buying the chicken. I bought it myself.
You bought all the chicken?
I bought it all myself. Paid for it.
That ought to last you a good while.
When they have another one, I'm going to buy the chicken.
Because if you don't buy it, nobody else buys it. They, all they want is fish. But if you buy the chicken, well, the chicken's gone for the fish is.
Yeah.
I'm going to... If they buy chicken, they go to Royal Poultry for the fries and get it. It ain't good. I can't eat a chicken that comes from Royal Poultry. I can tell the difference. You can cook them in a same time, and I can tell you which one was the raw pork or chicken.
Is that right?
I sure can.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. They kill theirs with electric needles. And Dale's fryers don't. They cut their throat and let them bleed to death, and all that blood comes out. Raw poultry don't do that. Now there's the difference in your chicken. You can tell the difference in them by looking at them in the counter.
The difference in looking, I always buy Dale, but I didn't know, you know, the difference.
Now that's it. You get.
Where did you find out about that?
I watched them. Watched them with my own eyes.
Watched them slaughter the chicken?
Yes, sir. See, I even went to work at Florida Fryers at one time.
Yes.
As a mechanic.
Yes.
I flat turned it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't going to slaughter chickens.
No, I was going to be a mechanic. But I had to be out there where it was at. And I just couldn't stand it.
And then that chicken smell of them trucks, motors?
I turned down a job a week before last. $6 an hour. Flat turned it down. And it was a government job, too. I'm working for the government. I turned it down. The man run me for 3 weeks to get me to take that job.
$6 an hour?
$6 an hour.
$240 a week.
I wouldn't take it.
Always a catch.
There's a good one in that.
There's a big catch in that. It's mostly at night. You know this United Parcel Service?
Yeah.
They got 16 vehicles in the Gainesville district, Gainesville area. And I could have went to work for them, $6 an hour, keeping up them 16 vehicles.
Mostly at night.
Mostly at night.
Because they use them in the daytime.
Use them in the daytime. And I wouldn't take it.
They said there's going to be a motor job, and if you can't, don't have time to do it. I'm going to send it to Daddy.
Somebody, somewhere, has give me a recommendation to them people, and they still say I'm going to do part of their work, their motor work.
You know anybody out there?
No.
Those mechanics?
No, don't know if mad as house cat.
Do There's two or three people in the hospital knows Daddy. He don't know that.
Well, there's people all over the country knows me, and I don't know them.
Well, I could get some more down to horses.
Frank, there's a pond down there.
Oh, well.
There's now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a pond down there, and it's out where they can get to it.
Right.
Just as good a water as you take down there. Ain't that right, guy?
Well, it was Frank on that thing. I mean, how did he figure it?
At church.
Frank Smith. I've been right impressed with Frank there at the church. He handles those things right well. He's right skillful.
Well, last year he was Sunday school superintendent.
Yes.
And he's song leader now.
Yeah.
And he used to be deacon. He used to be one of the deacons.
Yeah.
Now Frank didn't have nothing to do with it. Yay or nay?
He was on the outside.
He was on the outside looking in.
Getting his eyes full.
He didn't say nothing? Therefore, he had nothing to regret. I tell you what he told me, and he just walked off then. After we talked about it a while. He said, the Lord will make a way somehow. I turned around and walked off.
I can't imagine him getting things stirred up or
no, he's not that kind of a fellow.
No.
But that's the Sunday school superintendent they got now. Things have been a mixing since he took over as Sunday school superintendent. Things have been mixing.
Keeps things
stirred
up. Keeps steps on people's toes.
Well,
gets the wrong way.
That's right. He approaches them in the wrong way. He don't understand people well enough to approach them.
Yeah.
Frank Smith done a wonderful job when he was in there. Everybody liked him. Everybody. He pulled a shrewd one on Helen last Sunday night.
Sunday morning.
Well, Sunday night when he told Helen, he said, now, I sung one song and the preacher got up and talked a little bit. And he asked Frank Smith, he said, do you got another song? Frank Smith said, yes, sir. He said, I have. He said, Miss Cook, open your book to such and such a page. Mean you're going to sing a song. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did.
They wouldn't be there for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, my. It's nice to sit back a little while and not have to fidget.
When I first that first time I went down there, you know, that fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
I told God it looked like just everybody was so peaceful, you know, and everybody was having a good time. And I the next time we went, you know, gonna have this little trouble.
Oh, he'll go back.
You think Reverend Drew will go back?
He'll be back. He'll go back.
And things cool down, I believe.
Or does he do other things?
Oh, yeah, he sells batteries. He's got a battery business.
Well, you have to, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir, that really put life into that Alex Chalmers. It just runs different now. That old battery just been pulling down, hadn't it?
Yeah. Little Ford still going all right?
Yeah, it won't, you have to pull it off, but it's, once it gets started, it'll start next time.
It's going to need a valve job.
Too much ahead of it. Now, you had the right smart to do on your Dodge to get it going. You had the fan belt and the fan was chewed up?
Yeah.
The radiator?
No, it didn't cut it deep enough to where it would leak, but... I put this other engine in. I'm going to take the radiator to the radiator shop and having to repair that where the fan hit it, see,
yeah.
For future security.
Yeah. Well, now, that'll just about keep you rolling then for a while, won't it? You've got the Falcon.
Yeah.
Is it in pretty fast shape?
Oh, yeah. Lord, it drives a fool out of it.
Yeah.
And she can fill it up with gas and drive it all week to work and still have gas left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the kind of car I want.
Man, I'm telling you, it's about 25 miles a gallon. I ain't joking you.
That makes a big difference.
And she drove it all week, and I put 1 quart of oil in it.
Valve stems is still.
If I could get to work on it about 3 hours, I could stop that. What I just doing? The mechanic never has time to work on his own vehicle.
No. Now, your Pontiac, Lars Pontiac, have you got that? You haven't got that ready?
No, I've got the parts, but I just ain't got that put on.
Yeah.
Ain't got to take off and put back on.
Yeah.
Won't take long if I just get some time. I've been going home and I've been just dragging. I sit down and I just ain't got enough heart to get up and go to work.
Yeah. I tell you, weather like we've been having, I don't think it pays to push too much. I just get wore out and it just never pick up.
Well, when we get some pretty weather, Frank had better learn how to meet the public and do business, because he's going to have it. I'm going to be on the farm.
Well, you're just about to get through June.
That's right, because you said you get through
just
June.
Just about to get through June. And let me tell you. I got $146.90 to pay off. And I ain't worrying no more.
Gosh, you got it down pretty much.
You know, back in the Depression, if a man wasn't in debt and owned his place and a little bit, he could live easy.
Yeah.
But he couldn't get a hold of any money.
That's right. There wasn't none to get a hold of.
There wasn't no money to get a hold of. Why, some people just travel all over the country, you see. And the rest of them just stayed at home, look sad. Just a matter of that.
Yeah, the price of cattle is going to drop now in about another 2 months. Well, we're down.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to buy me some heifers. They may not be purebred.
Don't want them.
I know they won't be purebred, but they'll be good stock. I'm going to buy me some heifers.
You can see all that going to waste money. But there's enough stuff over there, you see, good Lord, to graze them now and take them to the water.
That's right.
Lord help us.
Well, there's enough millet out there to let them have it 2 days a week on the millet.
That's right.
It's over there. All it needs is eating. The more you eat it now, the tender it's going to get.
Yeah. I just seen them. Just seen them. Ought to have twice that many out there. I yes.
And the horses don't need it because they're fat as butter.
That's right. Don't need it.
Now you haven't got a hold of anybody you think will help you on the hay business.
Yeah, Jack Little. He told me. He said now. He said, I'll help you on the weekend. But he said, during the day, he said, I'm going to be tied up. He works at the TV station, I see. He said, I'll help you any time in the weekend. He said, all you got to do is call me on Friday night, and I'll postpone everything and help you that weekend. And he said, I'll take hay from the work. He said, it won't cost you a dime. I'll pick it right up out of the field.
Can't make hay on the weekend, so you're going to have to figure out something else for it.
That's right. Got to make hay when the sun shines. If it's on Monday,
right.
Tuesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you got to make hay on the sunshine. And
you
that's
know,
just why I say Frankie better learn how to run that place and take care of it. Because I'm gonna, if I got hay down, I'm going to come and get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember. I can remember when I learned a lot of things. I was up there in the north part of the county, and all them fellas up there would come down to the university or somewhere here and work during the week. And weekend farming. And if it rained, weather's bad, or something come up, you see. They say, all right, we'll do that next weekend.
And the weekend never did come.
Yeah. Very hard. Very hard. They had to keep the old equipment going, you see. And
it's like me now, my pickup, it broke down. I'm lost without a pickup truck, guy.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing.
Yes. You know, that fertilizer spreader, like we had out here, just for common purposes, one that'll pull is better than one with a power takeoff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never thought of that before.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, now, why? Yes. Now, you get these big things that hold a ton. Oh, some of them got them big bins, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's for big operations.
Oh, yeah, where they're going to put out 75, maybe 80, 100 tons.
Yeah, but the thing about that is, if you get in that sort, you just hire it done these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what you want, what we'd want, would be a little... Little country style.
Yeah, I call them little hurly birds that you can go out and put out whatever you want in one afternoon. And
well, you know, it just goes in no time.
Yeah, sure.
All you need this thing you picked up, one a little better than that. Well, you know, it'll work a little better.
Yeah.
But that's the style.
Yeah. And it does a good job.
And you just hitch on to the pickup, and you got your fertilizer, right?
Yeah.
Put your little platform back there, you see, and you, no trouble. You could rig up some way you wouldn't even have to pick pick up the sacks. Willie Chitty come over here yesterday, and his brother, and Willie's a hell of a nice fellow, and his brother hires out over here. He lives on the old home place, and he got extra time. And Willie took him out there, and I think he's, I think they're kind of turned over their mind. Yeah, he makes hay, mows, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
For Zetrowers and people out there.
Yeah.
They've heard all that. If he can get Frank to, try to take over the bulk of it. I believe we'd have it made. Now that way, you see, we just, like we always, we did, we got the equipment, just, for instance, you know, like we done all that figuring and all, everything, that's tedious. You just go on and use what equipment's there. But somebody got to spearhead it and got to be sort of reliable.
Yeah.
Stand for the you know, do the bulk of the work. Now, Frank can do it. And he's steady, too.
Yeah.
And there'll be enough hay for them and for us, too. Nobody has to say anything about any of the arrangements. Yeah, we're getting in hay if we get the pinch, they could call you to come in and help me see. You wouldn't have to say anything about it.
That's Willie Chitty, you say, your brother.
Yeah. Now, Willie can fix things, and Frank's not much on the fixing side. But he knows how to do it all.
Well, see, Frank, he never had no experience of anything like that.
You're Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his brother Frank. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's 50 years old.
Yeah.
And he's brought up to it.
Yeah. What you think he'll go ahead and cut it and put it up? For?
I don't know. But that's in the offing. And I got some fertilizer. And, so I'll have to send that fertilizer back if they don't. If they back out, because I don't want to throw fertilizer. shoot. Yeah, they can haul their part of it home and put our part over here.
I sure like to get me some millet planted up in my house.
Oh, that's a growing stuff once it gets through it. I get Willie to help me finish that shed out there. It's a little hard in the corral. It's a little hard to use it. Them posts is too close together, for one thing. And then that fence ought to be taken out somehow. It's hard to get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's working up to the university a little bit. And he got a little time in the daytime. He could give me a hand on a few things around here. And they didn't think to do that. Hey, you know, just fertilize it and cut it. That's all they had. they go a whole lot by what they hear. And they all talk about this Pangola. And I have found out about Pangola. It's a fine hay. But, it's growthy and good. But I tell you, Cookie, everything got some weakness about it. And the weakness about Pangola is that it don't have long when it's at its prime.
That's right. It loses its protein. It loses its food value.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But they can cut it and sell it for prime Pangola hay.
And they ain't selling nothing but dead sticks.
And you ain't got nothing.
That's right.
It don't even smell like hay. Yes, sir.
That's the same way with orchard grass back up home. You can cut it when it's just right, and you've got good hay.
Yeah.
But you let it get a week older, you ain't got nothing but dead sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I learned a little bit about cutting the whole field at a time. If you're back up the country there, or if you've got a lot of equipment, a lot of fellows out there working, you might do that. But even so, I'm not so sure that's worth to me. I just cut out a little at a time and just take it up day to day, and then if you lose some of it, it's all right.
You ain't lost at all.
You ain't lost at all. And then you ain't in a big rush.
That's right.
And then you're going to have a breakdown. See, all my old equipment is wore out. It's bound to break down.
Yeah.
And you can't get somebody to fix it. You can get Rush Tractor to fix it.
But they'll charge you 10 prices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you mean you furnish the equipment and let them come over and cut it and put their part in, let them take their part, and then we'll put our part in the barn. And you furnish the equipment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it comes time to put it in, we all take a hand.
That's right.
Whoever's available.
Well, see, I'll have my truck and we can fix up a wagon or two.
I told him I'd get it done Seminole, and then.